Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings. You've got mead here. I've actually had mead before. It's like a wine from honey.
Usually it is a wine from honey, so it's usually around 12-14% alcohol and pretty sweet. What we have today is actually what's called a session mead, and it's a little bit more like a beer than a traditional mead you might be used to.
Oh, that's interesting. And you've got it in a cocktail.
That's right. So this is from Bloom Meadworks, which just opened up in May in Ann Arbor, and they make a wide variety of these session meads that are 5 or 6% alcohol and very dry. And when I went in and tasted them, I immediately thought, oh, these are going to mix great in cocktails. And I've been playing around with them ever since.
Oh, so this is your cocktail. You've made this one.
It is a riff on a classic cocktail of a sort. This is a riff on a traditional Mexican cocktail called the Paloma. We usually drink margaritas when we think about tequila, but in Mexico, this is what they drink. And there it's very simple. It's just grapefruit soda and tequila combined together, kind of like their version of a gin and tonic. But when I make a Paloma, instead of using grapefruit soda, I like to use fresh juice and kind of make my own soda.
Fresh ingredients from you, I'm not at all surprised.
Right. The mead that I decided to use today is their hopped mead. So this isn't bitter like a hoppy IPA because it's dry hopped. So it doesn't have that bitterness, but it does have a lot of those hop aromatics. And when I tasted it, I was like, oh, this is going to go great with grapefruit juice. So that's kind of what led me down this Paloma path today, was seeing how would this work in a classic tequila cocktail.
Well, how do you make it?
So it is a tequila cocktail, and as we've talked about before, you can't make tequila in Michigan, but we do have an amazing tequila with a Michigan connection, and that's the Cabresto tequila from the Lopez family in southwest Detroit. And so I've combined 2 ounces of that with 1/2 ounce of lime juice, 3 ounces of grapefruit juice, 1/2 ounce of agave nectar, the same plant that tequila comes from, so we're kind of upping that flavor, big pinch of salt, 2 ounces of mead. And this is a really easy summer drinking cocktail, so you just combine that all in the glass that you're going to drink it in, stir it up to make sure the salt and the agave nectar get dissolved, and then fill the glass with ice cubes, top with a little more mead if you like, and off you go.
Well, I'm intrigued because, number one, it's got mead in it, it's got Cabresto tequila in it, and it's got grapefruit juice in it, which are all favorites of mine, so I'm going to take a sip. Oh. That's really good.
A great patio drink, for sure.
And dangerous, I think, because it's got a little kick there with the tequila.
Right. And the mead, of course, is making it even a little boozier than it would be otherwise. But I think it all comes together really nicely.
The hop and the grapefruit juice and the mead just balance each other so nicely. You did a nice job on proportions on that, in my opinion.
Thanks, Lester.
Tell me about this company that makes the mead, because I've not heard of them before.
So Bloom Meadworks, like I said, they opened up in May, and it's a project of Lauren Bloom and Matt Ritchie. And Matt was a brewer who discovered that he's actually gluten intolerant.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Absolutely. And so he really loved the creative process of brewing, but decided, okay, what can I apply that to? And they started this mead company. And they're really, really cool, fun people. They have a tap room in downtown Ann Arbor on 4th Avenue, right across from the Embassy Hotel. And their philosophy is to be ultra local. So they're sourcing all their honey from Michigan, and that means their meads will change throughout the year as the honey changes. And they're sourcing other ingredients, like they do a rhubarb mead, and they had to drive up to Traverse City to find someone who could sell them 500 pounds of rhubarb in one go. And they also are working with Ann Arbor Distillery in town to use some of their spent gin botanicals and incorporate those into the mead. So they're really fun, community-oriented people who are making a really unique product. We've got a couple other companies in Michigan who make mead, Schramm's Meadery and Bee Nectar, but those tend to be more the sort of sweeter side of mead. And this is a totally unique and really fun product to play with.
What do you call your cocktail?
I'm going to call it the Blooming Paloma.
Well, you came up with a great one. Thanks very much.
Cheers.